Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Cooker Radio. We are talking about saying goodbye to procrastination. 一起来聊聊告别拖延症 Recognize the onset of procrastination. 认识拖延症的起因 As you start to tackle items on your list, pay attention to when thoughts of procrastination start to creep into your mind.
当你开始按照计划处理任务的时候呢，要注意什么时候拖延的念头会慢慢地进入到你的头脑当中。
If you find yourself thinking, I don't feel like doing this now, or I'll have time to work on this later, then you need to recognize that you are about to procrastinate.
如果说你发现自己有，我现在不想做这个，或是呢，我还有别的时间做这个事情的，这样的一种念头你就要开始认识到你要开始拖延了。
Instead of giving in to the urge, force yourself to spend at least a few minutes working on the task. In many cases, you might find that is easier to complete once you get started.
所以呢，不要顺从自己的心意。最后呢，用几分钟时间草草地完成任务。很多时候呢，你发现一旦开始动手，其实完成任务比想象的要简单。
Okay, that's what we talk about today. Say goodbye to procrastination. Recognize the onset of procrastination.
告别拖延症，一定要认识到拖延症的起因哦。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio。或者可以添加我的个人微信 DJ 下横线 UKKI 可以在课后一起来学习英语哦